Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, we're starting three lines from the bottom of Yud Beis Amid Beis. Be'emes Amru HaChazen. So we said in the Mishnah that the Chazen, the Gabbai, let's say, according to one pshat in Rashi, that would call up the Shiva Kriyam, he would look at the Tinaikis that were reading in Shul by Lorhaner, and he would be able to do so because he only looked at the beginning of the Parshas in order to be Mesada and understand where they're going to lane and know the beginning. And once he knows the beginning, he'll know how to lane, and he'll be able to help the people who are the Shiva Kriyam. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Bashmuel, when we skip the first line, as the Acharyim take it out, Rabbi Bashmuel says, Al Mesada hu Rashi Pashas, he's allowed to be Mesada to Rashi Pashas. So the Rashi says, Umaritzim Bepiv, he gets it very clear in his mouth, since he knows the beginning of each Pasha, then he'll remember the rest of it tomorrow when they're laning that in shul. And then he'll help out seven people who were called for aliyahs in those days. You know, Balkaria, each person read for themselves, and he would be able to help them with nekudes v'tamel belachash, quietly helping them along. The Gemara says, "Bekula pasha loy." We're saying that it's only the beginning of the pasha, but the whole pasha they can't read. But meisvei, we are bringing you a raya, not like that. We have a brisa in the Tosefta actually that Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Hatinoikah shall be." They're allowed to be misadim pashas. Tosis points out that the lashon misadim mashu shem return lasses came. They're allowed to do this v'karin l'arne. It's mashu the whole pasha. Where it says ibay same rosh pasha. Either you could say that doesn't mean the entire pasha. It means only the beginning of each pasha. That the young children that are learning, since even during the week, they wouldn't do anything without asking a Rebbe, and therefore, even on Shabbos, it's much for them because they won't come to be to Shamiyata, they won't come to tilt the Ner. The Gemara continues, we said, and Ezov and Ezov who are married, are not allowed to eat together because your Chayshish baby, they'll come to have Tashmish because they're eating together in a setting. So the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned to the price. Rav Shimon Malazah says, come and see how Hechem parts of Torah B'Yisrael, how widespread and how strong was the concept of Torah B'Yisrael. That Shaloshanina, we didn't say Le'ech La'Torah M'Tameh. We didn't have to say that a man who is Tar shouldn't eat with his wife who is Tameh, because that's Pasha that they never would do such a thing. Because since he was Tar, and therefore he was Makbid to eat B'Tayrus, so therefore he wouldn't eat with someone Tameh, because then his food will become Tameh. So we didn't have to say that. Elo Le'ech La'Zavah M'Zavah. The point was, a Zav shouldn't eat with a Zavah, a man or woman, only because of Tashmish. But also, and there, you don't have to worry about Tumah, because since he was already Tameh, he's anyway eating B'Tumah. Similar fashion, the Brisa continues, Le'echel Zav Parish, a Tamachacham, who's a Zav, and he's also generally Eichel Chulim B'Tayrus, he shouldn't eat Im Zav Amaretz, with the Zav, who's an Amaretz, Shemi Akilenu Etzalai, because maybe he'll cause him to be frequent with him, and it'll become a problem. So we'll see what that problem is in a moment. The Gemara asks, V'chim Agila Etzalai, my happy, what's the difference if they're frequent with each other? The Gemara says, Eim, but don't say Shemi Agilenu Etzalai, but Shemi Akilenu Devarim Tmeim. Maybe the Amaretz will give him something which is not Tar, which will be Tamei, and Tamei Chacham and Chava, it was careful on Tumen Tyre. The Gemara says, Atu Zav Parish, Lav Tvarim Tumen Achel. The Zav right now, this Parish, this Tamei Chacham, is already a Zav, and therefore he's Tamei, so who cares if he eats Tvarim Tumen? Abaya responds, Gzeir Shem Yachlan Tvarim Shein Mesukonim, that the Gzeir over here wasn't about Tumma, it was that we were worried that Amaretz will give him something that's not Mesukon, the Mises weren't taken off of. V'Rava Amar, Rava says, no, Rav Amaretz Masenhein. We're not worried about Mises, because generally Amaratzim take off Maisa, and therefore if you would make a Gzeir, you shouldn't eat with Amaretz, that's a Gzeir L'Gzeir, like Rashi points out. But the problem we'll visit here is El Shemi Rogel Etzlai, maybe the Tamei Chacham will become Rogel with the Amaretz, V'Yechlenu Tvarim Tumein V'Mei Terasei, and when the Tamei Chacham, when he's not a Zav, he might come to eat with the Amaretz at that point also, and then he might come to eat something that is Tamei. Bein Lefi Abayah, Bein Lefi Rava, then if you go back to Gemara where it said, K'yayitzbe Le'yechel Zav Parish Im Zav Amaretz, it's really irrelevant that the Amaretz was a Zav, because if the Amaretz was Tar, in both cases you have the problem. According to Abayah, you still have a problem, maybe he'll give him something which is not Mesukin, that Maisa wasn't taken off of. And according to Rava, you still have the problem, because in your Mei Taira, the Amaretz might give the Tamei Chacham something that's not Tar, because he's not worried, he's not careful on eating his Chulin. B'tayrus. The Gemara continues, Ibailu, we'll ask Yishayel, Nidu, Marishatisham in Baila, Hebe Bigdav, Hebe Bigdav. Is Nidu allowed to sleep together with her husband when they're both wearing clothes? The standard, like Rashi points out a little later, Shein Derech Lishan El Bekir Basa, the standard was to sleep without any clothes on. But when they're sleeping together, even though she's a nida, are they allowed to sleep in the same bed? Amar Beisef, Rabbi Beisef says, Tashma, I'll bring you Raya Ha'if, Benigay eating chicken and gvina together, which is only Isid Rabbanon. Ha'if, Oyle, and Magvina, you're allowed to bring up chicken and meat and gvina and cheese on your shulchan, vein and nechel, but you're not allowed to eat it together. Diri Beishamai, so says Beishamai, Beisilah, but Beisilah says, Loy Oyle, Veloy Nechel, you're not even bring it up onto your table. So if we say such a thing, that's also even by a drabbanon. So of course by a deraisa, even if who be bigda, if he be bigda, we should be makbid and say it's also to sleep together. But this is not a raya. Shani also like a deus. Buy chicken and gvina and cheese there, even though it's a drabbanon, they could bust up a chalav, there's no deus, which means that no one's going to be able to remind you not to eat them together. But by a husband, since they're both together, Rashi says, Shnei b'nei adam she'askir l'zeh l'zeh, they'll remind each other, v'hatinami d'matzal shnuyei, the leki shnuyei lehekera, that we could respond, which we'll actually respond later, that there's no shinui for heka. Here it is actually a shinui leheka, because they're both wearing their clothing. But Rashi says, v'mi yudad ifa dakad afil deyes leka, that there's not even deyes by the case of chicken and gvina. The Gemara says, "Hachanam is starved." That there's such a difference. The heichadek day is shiny. That there's a difference when you have days. The Ktani Sefer. We learned the Sefer. If you have two guests, then you could oichla shulchan echad. Zeichel basa, zeichel gvina. This one could eat basa, and this one could eat gvina, even on the same table. Ve'inchayshim, because there's a din of days. The Gemara says, "La'avit malo." That can't be the only shot because it's not really so perfect. Because Amar Chanan ba'ami, we learned that Amar Shmuel named Shmuel leishanu el she'im akirin zelzeh. That's only talking about two guests that don't know each other, because therefore there's no chash that maybe they'll eat from each other. Al makirin zeh asurin, but if they will be makir each other, then it will be asa v'hachinami, and by your husband and wife, makirin zeh zeh ninu, they're makir each other, and therefore the chayr deis is not going to be enough to stop them from gzera of tashmish, and therefore it should be asa to sleep together. Gemara says, hachyashta, hasim deis ikka shinuleka. Over there, by the case of gvina and chicken, there's deis, but there's no shinu, there's nothing changing about the circumstance, you're just eating it standard. But hacha, ikka deis, ikka shinu. Here, there's two things. There's deis, that the husband and wife are two separate people, and you're right, that there's a little bit of a shvachait in the deis because they know each other, but there's ikka shinu, they're both in their clothing and not sleeping together without any clothing. Ikadami, similar Gemara, but it's brought down as Tashma right away. Tashma, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shneich Sanayim, Oichal Shulchanech, Zer Basav, Zer Gvino, Vit Malah, Rav Chanan Ba'ami, Rav Shimon Leishon, Shein Makinu Zer Zer, Makinu Zer Zer Asa, Seher Asa, Vahani Nam Makinu Zer Zer, the husband and wife, Makinu Zer Zer Ninu, and therefore it should be Asa. Gemara answers, same thing. Hasm Deis Ikashinu, Leka Hach Ikadeis, Be Ikashinu. Tashma, another Raya. Leyachal Azav, Mazav, we have our Mishnah that said you're not eat together. Mishum Haglaber, they can't eat together. So of course, and Sikholshkein, that's Asa, Lishim Biachad, that now sleep together even who be big dog, he be big dog. Hachanami, the Gemara says, Deis Ikka Shinu Leka. That's very different. There was no Shinui over there. We're talking about by eating together on a Shulchan. Ein Chanami, if you do something as Shinui on a table, you're even allowed to eat together. And the same thing might apply when they're sleeping, as long as they're both big dumb, they're both in their clothing, maybe they'll let us sleep together. Tashma, El Harim Le Ochel, Ve Einu Le Nasa, El Gula Beis Yisrael, Ves Eish Yisrael Le Timei, Ve El Ishal Nid Le Yikrav. So the Pasuk is talking about a Tzaddik, and saying that Tzaddik doesn't have to come up to Harim. The Harim are referring to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Rashi says that he's not been Spanish in the Schus Avos. He doesn't need that because he's a tzaddik. But this tzaddik is someone that it says as Eish Yisrael like Timei, Vel Isha Nida Leikros. So Gemara says Makish Isha Nida Le Eish Yisrael. We Makish the din of Nida to your friend's wife. And Eish says, "My Eish Yisrael who bebigdah bebigdah." So of course, Eish Yisrael, you're not allowed to sleep together, even bebigdah and bebigdah. Like Rashi points out that even Yichud is also, and Rashi points out to Raisa, it's a question, you have to see Taisis, but ultimately, that there's a din of Yichud, so of course, you're not sleep together in the same bed. Av Ishtanidai, of course, by Ishtanidai, who big dog, who big dog, also, the same didn't apply, that would be also Shema Minah. That's also for husband and wife to sleep together in the same bed, even if they're both wearing clothing. Upligat Rapidas, and this is Machlekes with Rapidas, because Rapidas said, L'asu Torah El Kurva Shel Gila Raya Bavad. I mean, the whole Raya was that by Eish Zish, there's an Issa Yichud, and you can't sleep together with the Eish Zish, but L'chari, there's only an Issa Deraisa on kirva of gilu rice bobad. It has to be mamish on bia. Shinama ish el kol shara b'seil loisikul l'gal zeva, and therefore you can't bring a raya from the case of Eishes Re'eu. It might be that Rabbi Das agrees to the soya, to the end result, but we can't bring a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ula, kav asim be rav, Ula, when he came from the Yeshiva Rav, ha-menash gul l'achvasei, he would kiss his sisters, abe chodayu, on their breasts. V'amrila, abe chodayu, and some say, on their hands. O'pligi the day of the day, and he's chodayu himself, to Ula, because Ula says, afilu shumkur ve'aso, that you're not allowed to go even close to someone that's an erva to you. Mishum lech lech amrinzir, just like in Nazir, there's a din of achaka, that you tell the Nazir to go around, go around the Kerem, go around the vineyard, don't get close. So therefore, Ula says over there, you have such a terrible thing that you now do any korva. So here, he went so far to be so close to his sisters that he kissed them. So Taisus points out, the last Taisus, for himself, he didn't practice what he taught people because ultimately he was a tzaddik gamur. Just like we find in the second parak of Ksubas, Rabbi Bahava, Makala Kosve, Mirak, it says over there that he would take a woman, a kala, on his shoulders and dance with her by a chasna to be misameh chasve kala. And over there, the Gemara says it was considered like him, like she was just a beam, and therefore there was no hira. So the same thing would apply to Ula. The Gemara continues, Tanavi Eliyo, there's a maisa from the memories that was said by Eliyahu Hanavi. Ma'isa b'talmud echad. There was a ma'isa by one talmud. Shoshana habi. He learned a lot in the kar habi. Some say the opposite because kriyash comes first. First reading Torah, so it's kar habi. Shoshana habi. V'shib b'talmud chum habi. And he was m'shamish talmud chum. Omeis b'chetz yom. He still died when he was very young. Vayis ishna in the tells tefil love. His wife took his tefillin. Mechazrasim b'atikasius b'atimidrash. She took them around to all the b'atikasius b'atimidrash. V'amulam. And she said to them, "Ksibat her." It says in the pasuk, "Ki yucha yechav erchim echa." Bailey, my husband, Shoshana habi. The kar habi. He learned a lot. And he learned Mishnayis. Mishimit Tamil Chum Hami, Rashi says, which when you Mishamit Tamil Chum to be Mazbis Stumas Hamishna Vitamea, Vuanikwa Talmud, that's what's called Talmud, like Gemara. Mipnemab Mace Bechatziyam, how did he die so young? But the other Machzir Dove, no one was able to respond to her. Pamachas one time in Sirachta Yetzla, I went and I visited with her. It means Eliyahu was saying this. And she was telling me this terrible story. And I said to her, Biti, what was his way of, he was noig with you while you were in Ida? Amrili, she said to me, Chas v'shalom, I feel the Espektano in Nagabi. Of course he didn't do anything wrong. He would stay away from me. He wouldn't even touch me with his Espektano. What about during your Shiva Nakiyim? Now the Shiva Nakiyim, of course, is also to have same relations and same hachokas by Shiva Nakiyim. But what was his minig? How did he deal with you? Some say it's actually talking that it was after Shiva Nakiyim, but she didn't go to the mikveh yet. And it's questionable exactly what this Gemara means, because of course everyone knew his halacha that during Shiva Nakiyim, especially such a Talmud Chacham, he knew his halacha. But in any case, Achlimi, she said, he ate with me, b'shasi me, b'yashni me, b'kir basa. He would even sleep with me, b'kir basa, without clothing. But we didn't have a thought about Tashu Amito. It was never such a thing. So therefore, he did everything properly. She thought he did everything properly. But I told her, Baruch HaMak Mishahogai, that Ben Shakosh Baruch, who blessed Shakosh Baruch, Shahogai, that he killed your husband, because he didn't do proper things that, according to Torah, Shari Amar Torah, Val Isha B'nidas Tumasa Leisirkov, you shouldn't get close, that there's a Nachakas, and it was improper, and that's why he was actually killed. Yes, Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi came from Eretz. He said, Mita Chada Havai, that it was actually one large Mita, that Rashi said, Rechava, it was a very wide Mita, like Kir Basa Havai, it was really not really with Kir Basa, Vesavan, that's why he thought the Shari Bachi, that was Mutta like this. And B'marav Amri, in the West they said, in Eretz Yisrael they said, Amr Bissel Bay Yaisi, Rabbi Yisrael Bay Yaisi said, Sina Mafsik Beinoi Le Beino, she was wearing actually something on her bottom half of her body, she was wearing some sort of shorts. The Gemara continues, the Mishnah. Ve'elu Menolcha Sha'amr Valiz Chanani Ben Chizke Ben Gari Sha'olu Levakwe, that when the Talmud Chamin went to visit Hananiah ben Chizkiya ben Gorin in his attic, these are halachas that we said. We'll explain what that means in the Gemara in a moment. In addition, they counted themselves and they made a cheshbon and they took a vote, and it was Rabu Beishamah Beisol, and they had a roiv of Beishamah Beisol at that time. And there were 18 things that were gazoi on the day that there was a gzera on that day, which we're going to get into in later Gemaras. The Gemara continues, only by Rabbi Yisrael, by Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. Eilutnan, does the Mishnah mean when it says ve'eilum alachis, is it eilum alachis or ve'eilutnan? What's the difference? If it's ve'eilutnan, it's hani damar. It's the ones that we already said, which was the Gemara that we had the Mishnah before. Lo yupalas kelov, lo yikra larna. And these are the alachis that they said chadani ben chizka megarin, but it's not including the 18 dvarim that we'll say later. Or eilutnan, it was referring to the future, the bimu meilum akamon, like we're going to talk about after, which we saw the yudchas dvarim that were gazur ba'ibayim. Tashma, in poyin larna, ben karin larna. Before Shabbos, it says the elu min halacha shem balidus chanani ben chizkim ben garin shemam mina ve'elu tnan shemam mina. It's a good writer. It's ve'elu tnan. The Gemara continues. Tana rabbanan mi kasa megillas tainus. There is a sefer called Megillas Tainus, and in the Megillas Tainus, it talks about the scroll of Tanesim, but it's actually not only talking about Tanesim, it's talking about times that you now have Tanesim, now have Hespedim, and sometimes you allowed Hesped, but no Tanesim. And in this Megillas Tainus, it brings down many times that were considered Yom Tovim by Klal Yisrael. And Rashi says, Lefisha Shah called Mishnu Brises, Loya Ksuvim, the Asal Kosvam, you now let it write Tarish Baal Peh down, and therefore they never wrote down Mishnayis or Brises. But Zu Nichtava, this Megillas Tainus was something that was already written back at the time, Lezichroin for remembrance, Ledas Yom Hasurim B'Tainus, to remember the days that are also B'Tainus. L'kach Nigru Megillah, Shekosav Megillah Sefer, because it was actually written in a scroll. So Gemara says, Amru, they said, Chanani Ben Chizkiya, V'siyata Shem Mechav Nesatzaris. It was Chanani Ben Chizkiya and his entourage that they loved Tzaris, which means Rashi says, Shinigolim Ben, once they were taken out, and there was a gula from them, and they were redeemed from them. Vanas chavulam, and the nes was chavul to them. Laskir l'shvachu shal kadosh baruch hu, to remember and mishabech and to thank and praise the kadosh baruch hu. Because we may nes lasaisin yantiv kagoyin elnyom d'loy l'sanim b'hin, like the Megillas Tainus speaks about. In addition, the Gemara says, Rav Shum Galil says, af anu mechavis tzaris, we also love tzaris. Av manes l'shem bana lichtav enu namaspikim. It would come down to write every single time that we were saved from a tzar, then we wouldn't be. It was so frequent that therefore we wouldn't be able to be maspik to write them down. Or Rashi says that ain't on my speaking was either for she and tedirs because they were frequent, or the shnachrina ain't on my speaking will last yantiv b'chol yom. Every single day would become a yantiv, and therefore it wouldn't be possible. Tava'acha ain't shoyte nifka. Or another pshat is that ain't shoyte nifka. There's ain't pegarar Rashi's bar love claiming ain't a makav b'goyim. A fool doesn't feel he's ever in danger, and therefore there's so many nisim that come to us, but we're actually not makar in it. And the last gemara says tava'acha ain't basa mes makav b'zebel, that a the bus of a mace, the flesh of a dead person, doesn't feel when there's a scalpel that cuts into him. Gemara says, "Ain't is that true?" Rami Bitzchok, "Kasher Rimu Lameske Machab Baso Hachai," that the worms that go into the flesh of a mace is just as bad as a needle going into Baso of a living person. Shnei Ma'ach Basari Olav Yichav V'Nafshei Olav Te'avol. The Gemara says, "Ain't say in Basa Mesh Hachai." It's referring not to a dead person, but the dead skin of a person is Magish Bizemel, is not Magish when a scalpel cuts it. Rami Yudam Rav. Rabbi Yudah says in the name of Rav Baram, Zechar Oysel Shlotayim. You should remember this great person for good. V'chanayim b'cheskei Shmoi, and his name is Chanayim b'cheskei. Shel Molei Hu, if not for Chanayim b'cheskei, Nignaz Sev Yecheskel, the entire Navi of Yecheskel would have been put into Sheamus, and would have been Nignaz, would have been hidden away. Shel Yedvar Seisim to Retire, because there are many things in Yecheskel that are Seisim the words of the Torah. And Rashi brings down two particular cases. Rashi brings Kagoyin Nevela Trefa Lo Yechla Kainim. It says that a Kayin shouldn't eat Nevela Trefa, which is Mashbaha Yisrael Eichlim, but Yisrael could eat. And we know it. Nevela Trefa is also to call Kla Yisrael Kagoyin. V'chein tasa b'shiva b'chodesh, and hechen nirmas kavim zabatayra. That particular carbon that's talking about in Yecheskel, there's no remez to it anywhere in the Torah. The Gemara continues and says that ma also what he do helay gimel meis gavishem v'yash bali v'darshon, that he sat in his attic and he was darish. He brought up 300 barrels of oil for food and for light, and he sat and he was darish and he was able to clarify what it means. Rashi says darshon k'dashin lani koy menachis, like we have these psukim that we had in menachis on daf mehitmem. Hey, the mishum de istri malika b'chatzayif, since malika, which is not a standard shechita by chatzayif for kainz and lani eat from malika gabayo by kainim. Therefore, there was a special azar to them, al malika schul and shtein avela. So that was the first deterrence for the first pasuk that's brought down in Menachos, and we will stop over here.